We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not
fun. No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the ball. Guy gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast. Thanks.
Good.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the podcast where all movies are sports movies. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo, and we are in week three of Rom-Com Month, covering an absolute heater. Me and Caroline Darney tonight talking Easy A. This movie rules. It's really funny. Emma Stone is incredible. Excited to dive into this one. Before we do, want to shout out our Big Screen Sports Patreon group for supporting the show, especially our Big Chill producer level patrons. That is Aaron Figueroa, Mike Schubert, Steve Rogers, Kevin Frost, Mike D, Ryan Yeager, Mike Dries, Chris Mikoski, John Craig, Sam Smith, Zach Rich, Class Day and Fire, Jason Alva, Steve Nabo, Dan McFall, Kevin Inkelman, Mac Lindsay, Kurt Ritchie, Robert Dove, Andrew Teagle, Benjamin Bauman, Jeff Essis, Anthony Scafone, and Taylor Logan. Biggest thanks to them and all of our patrons for supporting the show. If you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/bigscreensports. We've got a 7-day free trial. And also want to shout out a new patron. Big shout out to Aaron West for joining up on the Patreon. He joins a group that helps us pick which movies are going to be covered on this podcast, which movies are going to be covered as live watches, get to join the Big Screen Sports Discord and participate in the live chat in those live watches. So a lot of fun stuff if you want to come over and help support the show, help us keep this thing going, and tell us what to cover. So without further ado, let's get into week three of Rom-Com Month, which will be stretched into 5 weeks of Rom-Com Month. We're stretching into March because we have a special episode planned up. So let's get into week three. Me, Caroline Darney, talking Easy A. All right, joining in for the third episode of Rom-Com Month from Bet for the Win and for the water cooler, Caroline Darney. Caroline, how are you tonight?
Hi, I had to redeem myself in your eyes for making you watch Wedding Planner. So,
polar opposites tonight in terms of vibes, in terms of enjoyment. This is more, I feel like we're going to spend the next hour just heaping praise on a lot of people.
Yes. This is one of my absolute favorite movies.
Firing on all cylinders. Speaking of absolute favorites, Caroline, I listened to this past week's episode of For the Water Cooler today. And one of my favorites is Genuine's Pony. and you had Brian Floyd on, another one of my favorites.
Yes.
How was that? And what is coming on this week in For the Water Cooler?
We had Brian Floyd on, and I can't tell you what's coming up because I don't know yet. That's still, we're working on that.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was funny. You wouldn't think that you'd get as much. We had to like pull ourselves back in from a 30-minute conversation about just one song. And Brian is such a wealth of knowledge, not just about Pony, because he loves the song, but the background in Timbaland and all the different, like how it kind of came to be. And I found that really interesting. We played a horse trivia game that I will not spoil the results to.
I would have been very good at it. I texted you this. I knew all the answers. all of them. Like it would have been my finest hour. But Caroline, let's delay no further because I'm so excited to talk about this one. Tonight, the third episode of Rom-Com Month, we are talking about Easy A, the 2010 high school rom-com. A clean-cut high school student relies on the school's rumor mill to advance her social and financial standing. That summary leaves out quite a bit about this
plot. Is an extraordinarily misleading
really
summary.
Really bad summary. Starred Emma Stone, Penn Bagley, and Amanda Bynes. This is directed by Will Gluck, written by Burt V. Royal. Got an 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Feels low. Okay.
It does feel low. Caroline, did you see this one in theaters?
Ooh, good question. Maybe, but oh gosh, I don't know. I have it on DVD. I still own it. Love it.
Physical media, it's coming back.
I'm hearing that a lot these days. I think I did. Immediate yes for me with this movie. How many years after Superbad is this?
I think 3 years. I think Superbad is 2007. It's 2007 or 2008, right. But this is the Emma Stone, the real breakout party. This is give her a vehicle. Cause if we want to dive
into
that,
they found her when she was funny in Superbad.
Yeah.
Also my favorite line of Superbad, no joke, is the toast at the end that Michael Cera gives when they're finally made to the party, and he's like,
to respecting women.
It's my favorite. But she's so funny at the end of that. She just did so much with so little time that this was like, as you said, the vehicle to like introduce her to this comedy. I absolutely love her dry humor. Like it mm-hmm. is 100% my vibe. And I just thought this was such a clever movie. And actually, fun fact, get out of the way early. Will Gluck just directed Anyone But You with friend of the pod, Glenn Powell. So
early play the music.
Early, right, yeah, but it fits in. It's a natural. So like Will Gluck, I'm glad that he is back on the rom-com. This is an interesting, like, it might be a smidge of a stretch to call it a rom-com, but but I'm keeping it, so.
Yeah, I mean,
it's nice that he's back on the, you know.
This one, I mean, so like you said, we pretty much, I think most people's first time seeing Emma Stone, or at least a lot of people's, is Superbad. And I remember, like, I saw Superbad when I was 16. I was like, who is that? Like, she was the coolest. I mean, that was the thing. Yeah. I mean, that's like when Jonah Hill is crying at the end of that movie, like, you're so cool. And that thing. But she, like you said, she does a lot with a little in that movie. And then she gets her own vehicle right here. And I don't know if this is just hindsight talking, because I didn't see this movie when it came out. I don't know if this is like hindsight talking, knowing now that she is an Oscar winner, might get another one this year, has her career has just been incredible, but she's got the juice. Like she is charismatic as shit. She is really funny. She can carry a movie. She can carry the emotional weight. It can have chemistry with straight men, with gay men, with just about everybody. Like she's, I mean, phenomenal. Just an absolute revelation. This one's an easy Hall of Famer, like easy.
Oh yeah. Like easy first ballot entry. And she also not only holds her own, like, but she is on level verbal sparring, working the room chemistry with people like Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson mm-hmm. and Thomas Hayden Church. And like, these are, you know, she does not fade when she's in these collaborative or like group settings, and that's why I think she's so great in this. And it's just so funny. It's so funny, and I quote from this movie so much. Like the amount of times, if anyone ever says melody in my head, and sometimes out loud, I do the like melody bostick, like every single time in my head, melody bostick.
So I'm going to lead off the trivia with an incredible sliding doors moment of what would have happened Emma Stone's career. So she does Superbad in 2007. She's supporting role in the Rocker, that Dwight Schrute movie. I can't remember his name. Rainn Wilson. supporting role in The House Bunny. Supporting role in Ghosts of Girlfriends Past with our guy McConaughey playing another dick. Zombieland, where she's one of the main players there. She's great in Zombieland. She looks great in Zombieland.
Yeah.
She's in Paper Man and Marmaduke, two movies I've never seen, who have a combined Rotten Tomatoes score of 39%. Then in 2010 comes Easy A. She dropped out, her first starring role, she dropped out of Sucker Punch to do this movie. Sucker Punch is cheeks. Sucker Punch is straight buns.
Yeah.
Sucker Punch was one of those ones that was doing an HBO run when I was playing college baseball. And so we would get to a hotel and be like, what's on HBO? And it was Sucker Punch often. So I watched Sucker Punch. Like, the movie's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And then she goes from this to the next year's Crazy Stupid Love and The Help. And then she follows that up with The Amazing Spider-Man. And that's a pretty good run. Pretty quality run.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm glad she didn't do Sucker Punch, because holy shit, that movie sucks. And this movie's awesome. The webcam and narration scenes were all shot in one day. Emma Stone had a 14-hour day of simply staring at a camera, doing every single webcam and narration scene for the entire movie. Every so often, she would have to walk around outside to stretch her muscles from sitting so long. Truly endurance podcasting by Emma Stone right there.
Yeah, that is... I mean, because she narrates throughout the entire thing. It's not like, yeah.
How do you feel about that framing device?
For a movie set in 2010, perfect. No notes. Yeah. It's great. I like it. It's something that could be vastly misused if done improperly or not. I think that they managed to utilize it. I love the five parts where she's like taking on this journey, and then you like end up at the right, like, love. I actually think it works really well on this. I don't mind it at all.
There are two homages to Ferris Bueller in this one. Did you catch them?
Two to Ferris Bueller.
I only caught one.
No.
So she's talking to her mom, and she's playing guitar poorly, and she says they never had one lesson.
Yeah.
That's like when Ferris Bueller's playing the clarinet terribly. Never had one lesson. And then when she is singing Pocket Full of Sunshine in the shower, she has her hair in the mohawk like Ferris does.
Oh, okay.
In the opening scene of Ferris Bueller.
Pocket Full of Sunshine. Like, also, I found a couple, like Will Gluck using Feel the Rain on Your Skin. Also, Natasha Bedingfield was in Anyone But You. And then Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Oh, really? Is she making a comeback?
No, I just, it was... In Anyone But You, it's like his, Glenn Powell sings it as his like comfort song when he's stressed about flying.
Will Gluck must really have a thing for
yeah. So I just think it's a funny coincidence that it's back, or that I didn't know he did this movie, which is probably why when I rewatched it today, noticing a couple of things that I was like, oh, that's a Will Gluck thing, I think. So
the screenwriter Burt V. Royal. This is his first movie that he wrote. Great movie. Everyone loves it. Do you know what other movies he's done?
No.
None. This is a
literally the only one.
One and done. Yeah.
What a legend.
He is the creator and executive producer of a TV show called Cruel Summer, which is like recent. Yeah. He was a writer on a show called Council of Dads. And the executive producer of Recovery Road, all three TV shows.
Don't know any of those.
Don't know any of them.
Well, Burt V. Royal, thanks for making this movie. It's my fave.
I know. So one casting one, someone who initially auditioned for the role of Olive, Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
Would have been good.
Yeah. I think that's the only name that you could say. The other one, and I don't know if the time age is accurate enough, but I think it is Anna Kendrick, I think could also pull that off.
This would have been, it'd be interesting. So Anna Kendrick kind of got her movie to take off with Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. I did not like her in Twilight, and she played the role she was supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just didn't like Twilight. So I think that's probably the bigger problem than Anna Kendrick being the friend in that. But it's the same. I absolutely love Pitch Perfect. So it's the same version of lady humor. It's the same like dry, witty, smart, like biting. Like, it's my favorite.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone are kind of on each other's corner, but it doesn't seem like they're forcing each other out of it. It's interesting. Like, they have the same kind of humor, same kind of personality and demeanor. You can't say that Jennifer Lawrence missing out on this is a big, like, oh, what if? Because, like, she's still, you know, she's still got the Hunger Games. She still won an Oscar. You know, things are still going pretty well for Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, I think she's doing okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing fine. This last one is the bummer. According to a 2018 interview, Amanda Bynes decided to quit acting after watching herself in this film.
Why?
This is kind of the, I mean, the, this kind of dives into the one bummer with watching this movie is it being Amanda Bynes' last movie. She has obviously struggled with her mental health for since this, really. But thinking about her in this and her and She's the Man, a movie we've done on the show, she was incredible. Like, she was a phenomenal child actress. As she was getting into adulthood with this movie, with She's the Man, it's you just hope that she is okay personally.
My reaction, the why, was not, like, I understand that, her history with, I did not realize that this was the last one she did. But the why is more like, she was fantastic in this. There's nothing that she should have watched back and been like embarrassed by or devastated. But I don't understand. I understand that that's not how this stuff always comes. But
yeah,
I thought she was wonderful in this. She perfectly played Marianne. Like,
she's excellent.
Yeah,
truly excellent. I mean, she's an all timer. Like, truly, because if you grew up watching all that. And then the Amanda Show, and then She's the Man is all time favorite of this podcast.
What was the other show? There was another show that I used to watch her on that I absolutely loved. It had, oh God, what was his name? Hold on, now I have to look it up because now I, it was so good, and it had, I think it had Christina Applegate in it.
Amanda Bynes was in a show with Christina Applegate.
I think. If I'm thinking of the right show.
Let's see here.
Also, What a Girl Wants was awesome.
Wow, yeah.
What I Like About You.
That was a TV show? TV
series, yep. Yeah, Christina Apple. No, sorry, it's not. It's Jenny Gard.
Oh, she was in Hairspray?
Yep.
Her movies, she's in Hairspray. She leads Sydney White, which I remember didn't see. She's the Man has 44% on Rotten Tomatoes. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
That's unbelievable. That movie is fantastic.
Yeah.
What a Girl Wants, fantastic. Did you ever see that one?
I did not see What a Girl Wants.
With Colin Firth. 5.8. Come on, guys. She's the Man. I love the What I Like About You series. It was ridiculous. I think it was on like ABC Family or something, but I loved it. Sydney White was fun. It's just a Snow White thing. It was good. I enjoyed it. Wow, she really didn't do anything else after Easy A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Never seen anything that Amanda Bynes was not good in. So.
Fantastic.
It's kind of a bummer. It's kind of a bummer. Let's go into what worked about this one, why it's a Hall of Famer. Can we just lead with, I mean, we've done the Emma Stone conversation a bit, just in generally who she is as an actress, but in this movie, it's an incredible performance. Like, it's truly, it's an excellent comedic performance. It's, she carries the emotional weight when things get dark for Olive. I mean, she's excellent. She could have churned out, and she might, I mean, she might, but like, she could bring rom-coms back if she wanted.
Yeah,
she, like, I mean, she could truly bring rom-coms back. Do we want to have that conversation?
I would love nothing more than to see her in a rom-com in the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I mean, I don't think they'd ever actually do it for, because like, they're acting. Well, I think they're friends and stuff now, but can you imagine, like, if her and Andrew Garfield did a rom-com together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Or they do, her and Ryan Gosling should do their You've Got Mail, because they, like, just like Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks did Sleepless in Seattle, and then, you know, years later did You've Got Mail. I mean, we had them in Crazy Stupid Love. Obviously, La La Land. Different vibe. Gangster Squad. They've done three movies together as a love interest, and I think, I mean, bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it back. But she, I mean, this movie just shows, like, the early chops, and she'll be able to do this forever.
You know what I would absolutely watch? A rom-com with her and Penn Badgley.
Yeah. Okay, so
they had great chemistry.
They did. Let's have I don't have much of a relationship with Penn Badgley. I did not watch Gossip
That's
Girl.
fully
I have
fair.
not watched You.
And you would not have seen him in like anything.
And this, I know him
Yeah.
in this. I know him for having very prominent sideburns. He was coming for Joe Maurer's crown, and around this era, he did not succeed.
He is fascinating to me because I dabbled in Gossip Girl for a bit, just, and it is a truly, truly ridiculous show, like absurd show where you watch it and you're like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Next episode, let's go. It's the least, one of the least relatable shows I've ever watched. Like, not a single thing about how these, like, Upper East Side high, quote unquote, high schoolers live their lives, like, was remotely the experience I had as a military brat, like living in Germany. But he's fine. He's good in it. He's handsome. There was a long time they were talking about having him as, like, he was fan cast a lot for Fantastic Four, which the obviously the cast came out
Did they want him to
today.
be Reed Richards?
Yes. And I was like, no. I just didn't see, and I'm stoked with Pedro, obviously, because he's any I'm so excited for
You
Pedro
with
Pascal.
Pedro Pascal? Really?
With because we're gonna get Pedro and Tom Holland content, and my heart is gonna blow up. It's gonna explode. I love it. But his online presence, have you ever seen his TikToks?
Penn Badgley?
He's yes, he's so good.
No, I have not.
You gotta follow him on TikTok. It's so entertaining. And so really, this was like this is definitely my favorite thing that he's done. You is one of those, like, if it's a rainy long weekend and like it's just a creepy, yet somehow you still like find yourself intrigued by this person because it's like literally about stalking. Like the whole thing is this guy like stalking people.
His
But
movie
you're like,
career is kind of like Whiff City. He starts out with John Tucker Must Die, which that I've seen. He's in this. He's in Margin Call. He's like one of Margin Call is a big cast. Tooch also in Margin Call.
Hooch.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on for him. I thought he was good in this movie. They did have chemistry with Emma Stone. I mean, I think he pulled off the. I feel like he'd be more popular as far as his looks and stuff, but he's not distractingly hot, I'd say. Like he's a good looking dude, but it's not like if Glenn Powell or if a man Cam, how are we pronouncing that last name? The fella from Twilight who's in this movie. The man who contracts chlamydia from
Oh,
Lisa Kudrow.
Cam Giganday or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's a handsome fella.
He is. I remember 2010 Caroline thought he was way hotter than 2024 Caroline is. Because I was like, that's right. That's a hot guy that was in Twilight. And then they showed him and I was like,
You know what he's
I
in that
don't
we're
know.
gonna have to do at some point? You ever seen
What?
Never Back Down?
No.
Never Back Down is like an MMA movie, kind of, but it's like
That's why I didn't see
it is a lot of like dudes just like fighting in parking lots. It is he's the bad guy in that movie, and that
Incredible.
movie is fucking wild. Just wild. But he's our bad guy. Man, you would have thoughts on I think a young Evan Peters is in Never Back Down, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the dorky friend. I think Cam Giganay or whatever his name is beats
Yeah.
his ass.
Ooh.
But it's and in that movie he looks I think he was going for the Brad Pitt and Fight Club look, like clearly. But yeah, Never Back Down is something.
I think what, and stick with me, I hope this isn't too outlandish. If I think Penn Badgley missed an opportunity to find himself like a James Marsden Lane,
He
like
could, yes. As like, are we talking the guy who gets kind of left at the altar multiple times? Like that guy, he could be.
Like he's a good looking guy. He's like, it's you get where he's like with the girl, he's nice, he's charismatic, but But you can also say, like, okay, I can see her picking Ryan Gosling, I guess. Like, the nice guy that's like always kind of screwed. He could have, I think, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late, Penn. You can find that niche. I also think, I legit think he could, with the right, I think that's the balance. He's more of a with the right person pairing, could be great in rom-coms. Because, like, again, the chemistry that they have is so fantastic. I don't think you could just throw him with anybody. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you could, because like I said, he was one of the most unexpected parts of the movie for me when I saw it the first time, and he has stayed kind of like, because I'll tell this story now. The what I love about this movie is like some of the just absurd jokes, not absurd jokes, like they're like outlandish, whatever. But I will end up in tears every single time they're doing that bit about being the Blue Devils, and then he comes back out as the woodchuck and he picks up the log and doing the whole thing, and I cry laughing every single time. And I was on a flight back from a deployment with my good friend Joey Edwards, and we, like I said, we always like switch DVDs, like whatever else. And so he had never seen it, and I let him borrow Easy A. He's watching it in the row in front of me on this little, because it's like the commercial military transport is essentially what it is. And he gets to that part, and he is like doubled over, and I see him like continually just rewind it and watch that part again. And then he turns around his seat, and he's like, ah. So tonight, as I was watching it, I was in tears, and I took video, I texted it to him, and just that one scene, like just him eating the log, immediately got a reply. He did the like, he typed out the like, ah,
Penn
with the
Badgley
laugh.
understood the assignment playing the kid who's the mascot because he also brings that same energy to the restaurant when he's doing the happy birthday song in the lobster hat.
That's why I love him, because he's always bringing that energy to stuff, and he's always like, he's not afraid. He's like, I don't know, he's like the cool kid in high school, but that's also not afraid to look like an idiot. And I love it every single time. Oh,
The thing I like
that
about this
definitely
too
hurt
is
me.
he's not a loser in this one.
No.
Like he's the mascot, which you don't typically associate with the most popular kid in high school, and he's your classic, like he's working the food service job or like the restaurant job or whatever. He's not a loser. It's not like when people aren't shit talking him. He's just kind of there. He's just like getting through high school. He's quietly handsome. He doesn't really have a group or anything like that. That's kind of a red flag. Doesn't seem like he has any friends, but we can talk about that.
Well,
But
he got invited to Melody Bostick's party. Like,
that's
he was
true.
invited. Like, there was definitely, it felt as though Ree and Olive were kind of on the outside of that group type thing. And it's kind of where they want you to believe that, like, Emma Stone isn't invited to things. Like, come on. Like, come on.
Come on,
But I
fellas.
get it. Like, it's the, dorky high school stuff and whatever. She has glasses and a ponytail. But yeah, he's just so great. And I love that he's supportive and there and not creepy. And like the way that he tells her he likes her is like the sweetest thing ever. Like, he's just offering support without wanting anything back, like throughout. He doesn't believe the bullshit. He sees right through it right away. Like, obviously, I love the through line of like, she, because all of this, to better detail the synopsis for people that haven't watched it or aren't going to watch it or don't want, whatever, don't care about spoilers, is she helps out a friend who's getting bullied for being gay. Well, sorry, let's back up. She jokingly lies to her friend about having sex for the first time when really all she did was stay at home, painting her toenails, screwing around at her house, and listening to her birthday card that had Pocket Full of Sunshine playing on it the whole week. I love that whole like sequence. The weekend sequence is art.
Ugh. Worst song ever. Whoa. Do what you want, but you're never gonna break me. Sand stones are never gonna shake me, yo. Oh, wow. I gotta, 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 I
Like, it's so well. I gotta fuck it. It's so good. But that lie gets blown out of proportion because Amanda Bynes finds out about it, or overhears it in the bathroom and tells everyone that she's a raging slut and is sleeping with community college boys. And so she decides, she gets asked by her friend who's being bullied for being gay to help prove to everybody at Melody Bostick's party that he's not gay by like pretending to sleep with them, whatever. Also hilarious. And she's like, what's that? She's like, don't say that. And then it snowballs from there, and other dorky guys at the school are offering her now gift cards to say that they got to third base or whatever else. And
it's a great plot. It's an incredible plot. And the movie gets high school too. It gets like the high school rumor mill and how things spread and how people get labeled. Like this is a high school movie that really understands high school.
She's like, I'm worried how information is shared at this school. And it's it also leans into like the tropes or whatever, where she's like, and how fitting that we also have to be studying the Scarlet Letter, like while I'm going through this whole thing. And so she leans into it and like emblazons it. You probably won't know the answer to this anyway, like, but I was gonna say, she probably spent at least $1,000 on all those like bustiers and stuff. Like, that is not cheap.
She was raking in the money though for a high school student. Like, she was doing also well. True. Doing well. But she a lot can't, of gift like, cards. Change
that. Yeah, I was like, she can't change that Home Depot gift card into
might have sold it on one of those websites where you can buy discounted gift cards. Like, she's like, you know, give me $180 cash for this $200 Home Depot gift card.
True.
Might have been working that back in the day. Let's talk about Tucci and Clarkson in terms of
Oh my god.
Because the best movie parents ever?
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
I think they're the best movie parents ever. Like, because the thing is, not only are they funny and whatever else, they get their daughter. Like, they respect her. They've raised her how they think, you know, a child should be raised. They taught her what they need to teach her. And when she's going through shit and she doesn't want to tell them about it, not in like a super secretive way, but in like a high schooler way, are you okay? Like, everything good? Like, whatever. Should we be worried about these things? When she says stuff like, hey, if you hear around town that I have chlamydia, just know that it's not true. And they're like, okay, should we be worried?
Yeah.
Does this have something to do with your outfits?
They give her trust, space, and support. And they're funny.
And they're funny.
They're hot. It's clearly a couple it's clearly a couple that's still fucking.
We've been texting about this for a day now. But this is definitely hot Tucci.
Like, he's out here wearing some Henleys with a tan.
Yeah. I love a Henley. Yeah, Tucci looks fantastic. He has a perfect amount of stubble, and it's like even stubble all around the head,
mm-hmm.
like, and the beard, and it's like a perfect amount. His glasses are great. He is just like delightful in this movie. He has a couple of the best quotes, I think.
Mm-hmm. Very quotable movie. This is a tough movie to pick best quote.
Yeah, it's extremely quote. I'll save the other best one, but when he's sitting at the dinner table with the little brother and he goes, so where are you from originally? I can't. It's so funny. The two of them and the stories they tell and the way that like Patricia Clarkson is that perfect balance of like listening and also like embarrassing. They're sitting on the car and she's trying to tell her, she's like, oh yeah, I got called a slut, but mostly because it's with a lot of people. I love this movie so much.
They're the best parents. The whole cast is stacked though, because with a lot of high school with a lot of high school movies, a lot of high school rom-coms, like, think about the history of them, the bench is not that deep. It's a lot of like bit players and character actors and things like that. Like, how about Oscar nominee Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson playing the parents? How about Oscar nominee Thomas Hayden Church playing the playing the teacher? How about Lisa Kudrow? How about Lisa Kudrow playing the counselor? Like, how does that sound? How about Fred Armisen in the cameo as the pastor father? Like, how does that sound? How does that work for you?
That was one that I was like stunned by. I did not realize watching it, or this is the first time I'd seen it in a long time, that he was in this. I was like, wait, that's Fred Armisen. I love Lisa Kudrow is so good in the limited space that she works within
And
and
it's the
is
most
so
opposite of Phoebe, too, because like
yeah, she's
she
a
in this movie
horrible
is
person.
terrible.
Yeah, she's awful.
Terrible.
But yeah, it's a deep bench. Thomas Hayden Church is so good again. When he takes the hat off of one of the stoners and just like puts it on the head of the guy next to him, I can't explain it. Hilarious to me. I don't know why that makes me laugh so much, but there's always like, and this is what I love too about Olive as a character. I definitely didn't like have any sort of experience like this, but the I was definitely a dork. Like I liked my classes, and there were definitely teachers that I really liked, and that I like when she sat there and like listened to the like actual lesson on the Scarlet Letter, I was like, I relate to this. Like this was me in high school. Like I was the one that was, you know, where the when Lisa Kudrow's like, who is that? I've never seen her before. And he's like, I'm not surprised that you haven't met her. And she's like, I think I would with a student who dresses like that. But I was the one that never got sent to the office. And when she, the principal guy too, who is that? What actor? Was he been in a ton of stuff?
Oh,
That
what
like
a,
old cranky British guy? Love
yeah,
him.
he is. Oh, it's Malcolm McDowell. Yeah, an all
Oh,
timer.
yes. Funny, and he has like two scenes.
Yeah, I love Malcolm McDowell. So Malcolm McDowell, for folks trying to picture, he had the run as Terrence and Entourage. He was in A Clockwork Orange. He's been in Malcolm McDowell's been knocking it down for years. And then we haven't talked about the one half of Ally and AJ who was in this movie.
Yes. What is it, Allie or is it
It
AJ?
is Ally.
He was also in Gossip Girl for four episodes.
Malcolm McDowell was in Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Roger Menzies.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah,
it's well
Allie does a good job.
cast.
She's a good sidekick foil.
She is. She is. Yeah, I mean, great plot, incredible cast, legitimately funny. Like this, there's not too much in to say about this movie. Like it's just really, really good.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Then let's take a quick ad break and then we'll get back with some things that maybe didn't work.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay. For what didn't work, Caroline, this is one of those scenarios where it's all out of love. You're just pointing out things, we're asking questions.
Yeah. I think it's there's really honestly not a lot for me because like it they do such a good job. There's a few things where you're kind of like I said, how you expect me to believe that people aren't asking Emma Stone on dates in high school? Like,
Yeah.
okay, cool.
There's a line in this one that's glaring.
What?
No such thing as a sexy George.
George Clooney, is that what?
George Clooney is
Yeah.
the sexy George.
And it's early in the movie too. That is it, Rhiannon that says it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good-looking Georges.
Are there a lot?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. Famous, I mean,
You got a
Clooney
big
jumps
thing for
out.
George Carlin?
George Costanza. So in turn, George Michael was a good looking George. Really, hey, people love George Michael. In the 1980s, people loved George Michael. What are you talking about? Okay, so when looking at famous Georges, it really is pretty limited. But George Clooney makes up for it. Like once you have a Clooney with your name is a sexy name.
Yeah.
Like I think
what, like Rosemary?
Yeah, I mean. Man,
I'm trying to think back to like 2010, like what a high schooler in 2010 would have had exposure wise to George Clooney. Like,
I mean, Ocean's 11 was popular.
There's a world in which these high schoolers think he's too old for them. Maybe that's it. If she's like, there's not sexy, no sexy George. But yeah, you're right. That's fair.
As I'm realizing now, I think the name George is kind of a gateway to being an interesting person. George Harrison, George Lucas, George Orwell, George R.R. Martin, George Washington.
All known for their sexiness, which is...
George Washington, especially. Noted hot guy. Babe. Some veneers would have done him some good. Yeah, no, Clooney's definitely like the...
Would that be like Birch Tree? Didn't they use wooden teeth back then?
Yeah, the story behind George Washington's teeth is actually incredibly problematic. Deeply upsetting. Yeah, deeply upsetting.
I will Google that later.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty much just George Clooney, George Michael, and then a bunch of ugly-ass Georges, but still, there is a sexy George.
I think there's a little bit of they lean into the absurdity of the whole thing in the sense that, like, do we really think that her parents would, like, really let her go to school like that every day when it's cooking? Or, like, you know, for the purpose of the movie, it works 100%. But if you're trying to get, like, real nitpicky, you're like, where did she have the money to buy all that? Like, is she really... Are you telling me there's no dress code at the school? Like,
yeah.
That's like the nitpicky part of like what you're kind of like, you have to lean into the absurdity of the premise that she's like going to go that far into it.
Yeah. So Caroline, you're throwing a house party and person you're not really that good of friends with comes up and she's mega drunk.
Absolutely. Hammered. Absolutely not.
Hammered. And she says, hey, me and this guy need somewhere to go have sex. And you say, How about my room? Go into my room. And my big ass house that absolutely has a guest room.
Absolutely.
How about the bed where I'm planning on sleeping that night?
That's a fair point. Also, she immediately realizes the error of her ways as she's running down the hall and goes, put down a towel.
Tough.
Melody Bostick, silly goose.
Tough. How do we feel about the school letting the idiot 22-year-old stay enrolled? That seems like a problem.
Well, if it was meant that he was going to get out, God would give him the answer.
God didn't give him the answers to the test.
Yeah. that also leads to the whole, like, Lisa Kudrow being like, look, I looked it up. It's not illegal.
She is
21
heinous.
In 8 months. She's awful.
Heinous in this movie. Not only like when we first find out she has some problems is when we find out that she is having the affair with the 22-year-old high school student.
Yeah.
Which like also, if she gave him chlamydia, it means that is not her only affair. Too.
Right.
Like,
there's a lot of questions, and I hope Thomas Hayden Church is doing okay.
I hope so. I hope so too. I hope you rebounded well. But then not only is that like bad, she lets Olive take the fall for her, which is horrendous. And then gives it.
Refuses
to help her, which is, just a terrible person. Probably, we're assuming, probably fired after this.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like
absolutely.
Definitely
as soon
fired.
As that, what's his name? The principal, definitely.
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell gets her out of there.
Yelled at her for a long time.
Best scene in this movie. You could easily say every scene with Tucci and Clarkson. Is there a like a clear, I don't think there's like a clear cut above favorite. There's not a Benny and the Jet scene. We also didn't talk about what the Met moment is between Penn Badgley and Emma Stone. When do they realize that they're, and it's probably the car.
Well, she had a crush on him the whole time.
Yeah.
Like she's always like said, so she wanted to kiss him since they were like 7 or whatever, 8. I love that they have so many like fleeting passing moments that like he's kind of just pool. Like, yeah. And there's one, before they go to Melody Bostick's, where he says he has a rehearsal dinner. And then when he gets there, she's like, I thought you had a rehearsal dinner. He goes, yeah, it was fast. I only had one line. Because she obviously likes him at that point because she is mortified. She's very upset that he is there after the fake performance that she just put on, because I think she offered that up as an option to the friend because she knew that he wasn't going to be there. And it also gives you an immediate glimpse into like how cool he is, because like he's obviously feels for her that the other dudes are like making fun of her behind her back, whatever. The pool one's good. The only thing nitpicky wise it doesn't work is there's no way he's getting off of a shift at that time of night, by the way.
No, yeah, when
is it, if it was a date night,
yeah, it was like, yeah. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was like, he's not done with his shift. I mean, unless he like stuck around to like help after the midday shift, but they were at school that day, and so
his 2 hour shift at the restaurant.
Yeah he's just filling in to sing. He's just there for birthdays.
Pen, we need you. We need you here.
Lobster Todd, come on in.
You left with the lobster hat. You have to bring it back.
I don't know that there's like, obviously the big gestures at the end with the song and the like a John Hughes movie. But no, I don't think that there's, it's a bunch of just good scenes together. I don't think that there's one, like you said, not one like Benny and the Jets one. Mm-hmm. I love anything with, like you said, with Clarkson and Tucci. When the Tucci is loose, it's always good.
The one you mentioned at the party, yeah, the fake sexual encounter is really good.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You don't have to be so aggressive about
it. You don't like that?
No.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
No, how about that? You like that?
A little better.
Dang, you like that?
I like that. Whoa.
This guy, he's gay, no?
Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Now you try.
I'm gonna turn you around and take you from her back.
Oh. Yeah, that's not gonna make people think you're straight.
Never mind that gayness, because I'm a straight guy. Roar!
When she takes her underwear off and he's like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, are you so afraid of Lady Barnes? So you think I'm like, what do you think, I'm a gnome down there? That always used to make me laugh so hard. I don't know if there's one specific. We have a musical number.
Yeah, the knock on wood pep rally performance. That's the point where you're like, what is the school do? What, someone needs to step in.
Yeah.
This is becoming a problem.
Yeah. This is where like Thomas Hayden Church would have intervened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of, I think my favorite is probably still where she spells out the bad word with her P's. It's so funny. Yeah, spell it with your P's. Okay, I like that challenge. What's a twit? She's trying to like name, she's just making up sounds. Oh my God.
What about when they're getting ready to watch the bucket list?
the family member of the week picks the movie. You mean your family member of the week every week? Are you accusing me of nepotism? When the Quiznos guy.
Not now, Quiznos guy.
And he calls her like a slut. This movie is so funny. Not now. He's like, get a half off sub sandwich. This, not now, Quiznos guy. Whatever, slut.
I wish
you know what, I do like the weekend scene where she's listening to Pocket Full of Sunshine.
That is good, that montage. Yeah. I like the payment, the payment montage in general. We start hearing what she's getting from these people.
Yeah.
And the guy who gives her like the 20% Bed Bath and Beyond coupon.
I fake rocked your world. Is that all this comment?
That's one of the ones that I remember from the trailer. The Pocket Full of Sunshine stuff was in the trailer.
Yeah.
They used the webcam stuff as the framing device. Like, this had a very notable trailer. I feel like it was on a lot.
I think I need to go, I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah, it's a good trailer. Good trailer. What is the best quote in this movie? I mean, do you want to just like ping pong them? There's so many.
So, yeah, one of my favorites is when Amanda Bynes is like giving her one of the first lectures or whatever. And she's like, so she asked to talk to her separately. And the friend is like, are you going to be okay? And she's like, yeah, thanks. And they do that little like chest pat, like kiss air hand thing. Hilarious. And she's like, Olive, is it? Like, we had 9 classes together, 10 if you count religions of others. What'd she say? Religions of other societies or something, which you didn't, because you called it science fiction and refused to come. Oh my god. That makes me laugh so hard.
Lisa Kudrow talking about her affair and saying he's not the sharpest Christian in the Bible.
I also absolutely love when Thomas Hayden Church is like, you guys put everything on Facebook now. Roman went to the gas station, got himself a Coke Zero. And she goes, ah, another Coke Zero? That Roman is incorrigible.
This quote is where I wish we would have gotten Ryan on the show. If there's one thing worse than chlamydia, it's Florida.
Obviously, one of the best ones is where they're talking about, they end up talking about like, oh, he says, I'm never going to go through puberty. He says, oh, I like your pants. And she goes, thanks, they're from Costco. If you wait a few years, I'll give them to you when you get a little bit taller. And he's like, I'm never going to go through puberty. And Patricia Clarkson starts talking about when she went through puberty and that like Olive was a late bloomer too. And so for reference, it's a white family. And then there's the little boy's black. And he's like, why should that matter? I'm adopted. Stanley Tucci slams his hand against the cupboard and goes, who's old?
But we're a family of late bloomers. I didn't until I was 14, nor did Olive.
Why does that matter? I'm adopted.
What? Oh my God. Who told you?
Guys, we were going to do this at the right time.
Listen to me. Sometimes, even when a man and a woman love each other very much, like your mother and I used to, their insides just don't cooperate with each other.
It's one of the funniest things.
Tooch is so good. He's so good in this.
It's so good.
There's one like serious line I like is when she is talking to Brandon, who is the closeted gay kid that she first helps out. And yeah. He says the line, this like sums up a lot about high school and growing up. If you're going through a tough time, we can all dream about how things will be different one day, but that day isn't today and today sucks. And that's like when you tell the parent of someone who's young and is going to be in middle school and high school, like it is easy to tell someone who is in middle school or high school that like none of this shit's going to matter in 5 years. But when you're in high school, every day feels like the most important day of the world.
Oh, 100%.
Biggest day of the world. It's like, and it really just could not matter. High school could not matter any less.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good quote. I like that one too.
Although if I had someone do what Olive did at my high school, I think like I would remember high school a lot more vividly because people would be like, what was high school like? And I was like, well, my junior year, this one girl had quite the scheme.
this is the full back and forth between Olive and Marianne, where she's like, don't you think it's a little strange your boyfriend's 22 years old and still in high school? Not that it's any of your business, Trollop, but he's here by choice. So it's his choice that he's a fourth-year senior who can't pass any test he takes? No, silly. And she points up, his, with a capital H. If God wanted him to graduate, then God would have given him the right answers. And she goes, I'm sorry, but you got to be shitting me, woman. I love that one. The oh, what are you looking for? The Bible that's in bestsellers right next to Twilight?
Right after that actor had been in Twilight, which is fun.
Yes. There was another extremely. Oh, what is it? Oh, she says Gossip Girl. That's what it was.
Yes, and yeah,
The
very
entire
meta.
rant from the principal, where he's like, the thing, he's like, this is not some fancy school where parents can do like some song concert thing at the end of the year, whatever. And she's like, I don't know what's happening. He goes, this is a public school. If I can keep the girls off the pole and the boys off the pipe, I get a bonus.
How did the writer of this movie not get a blank check to do more high school movies or more rom-coms? Like, what
I
happened
don't
here?
know. I have no idea. Oh, I love all this. Olive, there's a young man here to see you. He said something about asking for your hand in marriage. That's why I
They're
love these.
the funniest parents.
Yeah.
Like, the
Oh, happy
funniest.
day, mama.
Like,
Oh, man.
they're just the best.
Oh, there's a higher power that will judge you for your indecency. She goes, Tom Cruise. This is one of my favorite ones, too. Not to mention the mom says, not to mention how you've been dressing these past few days. No judgment, but you kind of look like a stripper. She goes, Mom. Tucci goes, a high-end stripper for governors or athletes. This is the funniest movie I've ever seen. Where are you from originally? Everything all right? It sounds like you're having sex in here, which I know can't be true due to the fact that you have a homosexual boyfriend.
Let's get into the Lenny Harris Pinch-Hitter Award then. Do Tucci and
No,
Clarkson
too
count?
hard.
Are they in it too much?
I don't think they are in it too much. They definitely come as a duo because
Yeah.
they only have like four or five scenes, maybe.
Yeah, they would be on the cutoff of who's in it
They're
too
on the,
much.
they're real close. It all depends. So the thing is, I think that there's a lot of, if it's not them, I think it's Thomas Hayden Church,
I think it's also there's Thomas Hayden
perhaps.
Church, there's Kudrow, there's the two Malcolm McDowell scenes, which are very good.
Yes.
But it's really if they're not in it too much, if judged by the people who judge this award, you know, if the committee says they're not in it too much, it's the Clarkson Tucci duo. If not, it's Thomas Hayden Church. Okay, defend the villain. Who is, I guess, Kudrow is probably our biggest villain. Kudrow, or just the high school rumor mill in general.
Yeah, I think Kudra's really indefensible in this movie.
She's not, yeah, she is nothing,
Yeah, like
you
that
know.
I defend against a woman who's a guidance counselor cheating on her lovely husband
Lovely. But then
with
manipulating
a
and using a
yeah.
the manipulation scene with her and all is one of the most despicable
Yeah. Who
things.
do you think they're gonna believe?
Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, that's horrible too, but when Olive says like, "Oh, I could have given him chlamydia," like is
Yeah,
taking the
that
fall for her. She's like, "Oh, really? You do that for me?" Like,
it's
fuck off.
yeah, and that's essentially like as much as you want to kind of be like, how do you get yourself this far into it? Every turn is Olive like legitimately wanting to help somebody else. Like she sees, for Brandon, it's the he's getting beaten up daily, like because people are accusing him of being gay, and like, and she doesn't want him to, like that, like the quote you just said, like that every single day, it's like this is what I'm living in right now, and it's awful, and so she does so that it gets them off of her back. But then, like the next guy is the guy who's like, no one's ever gonna like me, like this sucks, da, da, da. And she feels badly for him, and she's like trying to help out one person, and it just snowballs so fast. And then she only because I think it's only because it's Thomas Hayden Church's wife.
Yeah.
Because she loves him and
Yeah,
he's
she
like
love
her.
yeah, favorite professor.
He doesn't want it. I kind of like, why are you calling yourself a homewrecker? You didn't do anything. Like you didn't do anything bad. But yeah, I don't know. I cannot defend Lisa Kudrow in this movie.
No. I think Amanda Bynes, like Marianne, is kind of villainous in some ways.
Yeah.
I think the defense of that is she was born into an evangelical cult. And that, I think that's her biggest problem there.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
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 Their little little like circle where they sing and stuff. Incredible.
The Peter Gallagher Award for the hottest person in this movie. Lot of candidates. So let's talk it out.
I'll be honest, it's funny because like how many times I've been on the show and I know all these categories, every single time you say one, I'm like, what's next? And like I didn't think about that yet. I just like go off the seat of my pants. Oh man.
So there's Tooch.
Yeah, I'm leaning Tooch.
Tooch is looking
he looks
great.
Fantastic in this movie. Emma Stone looks gorgeous. Penn Badge is adorable. Great. And I'll tell you what, I think Thomas Hayden Church looks very handsome in this movie.
Yeah.
He's a very mature handsome in this movie.
Ali from Ali and AJ. That's all. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, so I'm not gonna do that injustice. Lisa Kudrow looks great. She's horrible in this movie, but it's just a bunch of good looking people. Just what's in the water in this town, you know? Makes you wonder. I say we give it to Tooch. Good for Tooch.
I think it's Tooch. The Tooch was loose in this movie.
The Tooch was truly loose.
I love that so much. I would love nothing more than I would like to have a beer with Jason Kelsey and a glass of wine with Stanley Tucci. Those are the beverages.
Okay, a drinking game. This is a tough movie to make a drinking game out of.
Yeah.
Maybe like have a nice glass of wine every time Tucci and Clarkson are on the screen.
Yeah.
Because they seem like they'd just be super fun wine parents.
Absolutely. Love that.
That's a movie couple that you could also see them being together. Like I understand that Tucci is married to someone else. I don't know what Patricia Clarkson's situation is, but I hope she's very happy. But you could absolutely see them being a real couple.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Oh, they're so good in this. You could do something like a sip every time she changes outfit, like lingerie outfits, whatever. Yeah, it's a hard one to do.
It is. It is. Not really a drinking game kind of movie. Best time, worst time?
I think best time might be Lobster Todd.
Yeah, I think so. Because he doesn't have a care in the world most of the movie.
No.
Really. He's just like really fine with high school. He's flying under the radar. He seems like he likes being the mascot, but it doesn't seem like it's his whole thing. He's not like, man, I just hope I can go to USC and be the Trojan mascot. Like he's just like, yeah, I'm just doing this. I'm just doing it for fun.
He's got a couple jobs to make some money, so he's like a down to earth dude. You know, like he's not, you know.
Driving a station wagon.
Yeah. He's a kind hearted guy.
Lands Emma Stone, pretty good. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Not bad. I think he has a great time.
Tucci and Clarkson seem to be having a great time all the time.
Yes, always.
I would imagine that parenting a teenager is one of the most stressful things on the planet, and they are just like, whatever, man. Although she is their second, because they imply that Emma Stone has a brother in college, because that's who allegedly she was going up on the date. They don't mention him at all.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But her friend would know if she didn't. Her friend.
She didn't have a brother.
So this is their second time through. So maybe he was just a monster. Like he's in community college. Like he's out of the house. They're just like, fucking nothing. Nothing's going to be worse than that guy.
The other fun thing that Patricia Clarkson said that's so funny is when she's like talking to her about when she comes back, whenever, what's his name, Brandon leaves. And she's like, oh, because I thought he was gay. And she's like, oh, yes, definitely. And she says something about, like, using protection. And then she's like, what if you do have a baby? Like, oh, you know, have a baby. It'll give me a chance to do it again and not mess everything up like I did with you. God, she's so funny.
They're on fire in this movie.
Worst time has to be Olive, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously it's not through the whole time. Like, she has, like, I lied.
At the end, she gets to air out everyone's dirty laundry, which would be kind of sick. It's like the high school version of Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
I feel like worst time actually might be either Lisa Kudrow or Thomas Hayden Church.
I think it's Lisa Kudrow because
it's just her Thomas worst Hayden... time is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
His worst time is he finds out his wife is cheating with a student and he also might have chlamydia because of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like they've been having problems and she had mentioned that they hadn't had sex in a long time. Like she makes that distinction because he wouldn't have found out because she has to point that out, so we're like, why didn't he find out or why didn't he know? So maybe he was like, oh, things are on the outs anyway. This sucks right now, but she's getting fired. I'm going to keep my job. I'm a good looking guy. I'm going to go start going on some dates. Like Lisa Kudrow is getting fired. That's sure. She can't put anyone from the school as a reference. Like she's having a tough time getting a job. I think she's having the worst time. Caroline, the Keith Morrison Dateline episode from this movie.
Okay. It was a quaint California town, Ojai. And in a small high school, things were normally pretty simple. Until one year, things fell apart for the guidance counselor. Turns out, she was sleeping with a student. But she was also married. And as the world crumbled down around her, she got desperate and lashed out. Things got dark fast. And tonight, on Dateline. I just imagine from there, she does way worse stuff.
I was thinking she probably kills the student. She probably kills Amanda Bynes' boyfriend. Like she poisons a drink of his or something, and then things get super dark.
It's an antifreeze. There's way too many episodes with the antifreeze. If I ever get married, I'm not keeping antifreeze anywhere near the house.
Yeah, because what is it? It's supposed to taste like something.
It's sweet.
It's sweet, yeah.
So you can put it, like, people put it in sweet tea and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been listening to the Dateline podcast the past couple of days.
Yeah,
so
can't.
No. Every time I'm like, oh, they definitely did it. It was them.
It was them. Roster moves. Who are we swapping out with Air Bud?
Lobster Todd.
That would be great, honestly. She's like, I wish my life would be a John Hughes movie. And then she finishes her webcam stream in Air Bud's outside with little, like the little, because he's got the speakers that he's holding in two hands, the classic, old, like the knockoff computer speakers. Air Bud just got them draped around his neck and he's
shoulders,
playing the song.
Yeah. He would be good.
I mean, listen, Air Bud getting chlamydia would be kind of funny. If Air Bud's barking into the phone, he's like, I love you. I don't care who knows. I don't care that you gave me chlamydia.
What if he was the girl that tells her she should put a Scarlet A in her wardrobe, Skank or whatever?
What if he...
Frolum. Air Bud calls her a Frolum.
What if Air Bud is Melody, is the girl who's having the party? And he says, you can use my room, and it sends him to a dog bed.
Melon stick.
Air Bud as Tucci is pretty good.
Yeah. He was telling me something really funny. Oh my God. She's so good in this.
She's
it's so good.
Really good. Does this movie have a big chill moment?
I think it's cute when he shows up at the end.
It would be that.
Yeah, I don't think that there's like a real big chill moment. There's no Benny and the Jet scene.
No. And then before Morris Store, prequel, sequel, or remake, we have kind of talked about just getting more Emma Stone rom-com content would be lovely.
Yeah, I think studios should be lining up to give Will Gluck money is what I think.
And someone pay this writer.
Yeah, someone go find our dude.
He's got 15 years of ideas just sitting in there.
Just hanging out. But yeah, I don't know if again, I think it was poorly marketed, but Anyone But You was a $25 million movie to make, and it's like, I think, passing $175
million
that it's made. So I just say, give, like, I'm going to write my little wish list roster for rom-coms and just like at Will Gluck just pick two names, make something. I will go see it.
She's not 40. Like she's around Glenn Powell's age, right?
I think so.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sure she's doing like Poor Things at the time that Anyone But You is. I mean, she's making different choices, I think. But if someone could go ahead and just drop an incredibly large bag of money at her feet and say, star in this rom-com, I think that would be wonderful.
Again, we've been saying for ages that like we hope has this like resurgence and all this, but like I hope that so I just watched Upgraded on Amazon Prime this past weekend. Yeah, it's like Wednesday now already, God. And it's Camila Mendes from Riverdale, and then
I'm
some guy I
familiar
didn't
with
know.
her, but I have not seen her work.
Yeah, and Marissa Tomei. Yeah, come on. Yeah, she plays an art like curator, and then Camila Mendes is like an not intern, but like low level working for her. She ends up getting an upgrade on the plane to London, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sits next to this extremely good looking British
Okay,
guy.
this
And
I've seen. Is she breaks her phone? Or like the phone, just one of them, their phone breaks and they can't find the other? Is that that movie?
no, that's called Love at First Sight. Also outstanding. And that has the girl from L White Lotus season two and an
Yes,
adorable
because I watched the
birthday.
trailer of that
Yeah.
on Netflix and I was like, I know exactly what happens, but I need to know what happens.
It's real. So that's a Netflix one. It's really good. Also very cute. That one was great. Happiness for Beginners with Ellie Kemper from
Oh
The
yeah, I like
Office
Ellie Kemper.
and the guy that played Jace on Yellowstone, then or Casey, Case, Casey, who I was like, again, watching Yellowstone, I was like, sure, he's nice looking, but like, okay, cool, like, whatever. He could charm anyone. He was so charming in this movie. Loved it. But yeah, this one's upgraded. It's a similar type of, but like essentially she accidentally on purpose, whatever, leads him to believe that she's the direct that she's Marissa Tomei's character, essentially, that she's like the youngest director in charge of this art house or whatever, and shenanigans ensue. But it's real cute, real good, and it got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, which for a streaming, like an Amazon Prime streaming service rom-com, that's like a 250%, like to get 80 out the gate, because people are like, oh, this is fun. It's not just like fluff, nothing. I really, really liked it. It was really good.
Are there more art director, museum curator type jobs in movies than there are in real life? Because I feel
Yes.
like that gets thrown out in all the time is like, oh, she's creating the art in a museum, like Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup or Julia Roberts in Ocean's
Yeah.
11, like the museum curator.
Yeah.
I'm not sure those jobs exist. I think there's like three museum curators in the whole world.
Yeah. Art curator is such a fascinating. Isn't that also like, I think Charlotte in Sex and the City did that too?
I
When
don't
she
know.
started. She... No, not
I would
familiar with
have to
the
ask Jacqueline.
follow-up.
I guarantee you she knows.
Yeah. But it's just like it's a very common job for women in rom-coms. I think it's up there with like magazine writer and like that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think we're hopefully in a resurgence. And I mean, we also should make more. This summer will be very interesting, I think, because the fact that we have like Twisters coming out too, and like these things that look fun and exciting that aren't part of like have to be part of huge franchises and stuff like that.
Jacqueline
Like,
confirmed that
'cause
Charlotte is a director of an
art
art
curator
gallery.
or yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I don't know. I would love to see Emma Stone, but it's just like people hit a certain level in Hollywood and decide
Yeah,
that
I
like
was gonna say,
they don't have to do this.
well, they don't have to, but I mean, like Meg Ryan and Julia Roberts were like established names. Like,
Different, I mean,
they
different
sold
era though. Although Julia Roberts and George Clooney doing Ticket to Paradise was, I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of questions.
it. Yeah, I liked Lost City. Did you watch that
No, that's
one?
Sandra Bullock, right?
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. I'm trying to think which other ones I've watched recently that I liked.
I still did you ever watch the one on Amazon with Charlie Day that I want you in? I think Jenny Slate
Yeah.
loved that.
Yeah, loved it.
I want you back, I
He's
think.
Yeah, and that's one that like again, that's the they're both good-looking people, but it's not the like model good looks like Well, Scott Eastwood. She was dating Scott Eastwood, right? Or is it?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was dating Scott Eastwood, and he was. I can't remember who he was dating.
Me neither. It got bad reviews, but I actually really liked it. Ghosted with Chris Evans and
that I haven't seen. But yes, it did get very.
It was
bad
fun. Reviews. I was like, am I the only person that liked this movie? They kind of like flipped it where he was the insecure one, like texting a bunch. So I like that. You know, like, why is Chris Evans
put him and Emma Stone in a rom-com? Please.
Sir, I have things to do. I can't think about that all the time.
Please.
That's what. Like,
because he's good in like, What's Your Number?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
He is so charming. And so good looking.
Might have to watch Knives Out tonight, which I recently purchased in physical media via Blu-ray. I'm into Blu-rays now, folks. If you are, I would say, if you're into physical media and you're a patron of the show, let's start a Blu-ray channel in the Discord. Nerdiest thing ever. But me, friend of the program, J.R. Hickey, we have been like exchanging messages of like, look what I just bought off eBay. Look what I just bought off eBay. So that's what I'm doing with my life right now is buying movies. It's going to be important when all those streamers, when they all go out of business on the same day, you're going to be like, Kyle, can you send me some physical media? Because I need a movie to watch, and I will be there with a curated collection of hits. So
I love that. But when the world falls apart, we won't have any power with which to watch them on your Blu-ray
generator.
Player. But
I just need a generator, a power strip, and a TV and a Blu-ray player. I'll just be in the middle of the hell apocalypse watching Heat on Blu-ray.
I will say I put together a like list for the win about like, you know, 32 rom-coms for February or whatever. And I was like, oh, Past Lives just came out. I'll throw that on there. That's not a rom-com, folks.
That's a cry.
There are funny. So I had to change. I changed the headline to romantic movies. Cause it is a rom, like has romantic, like it's romantic, but
it's a rom-cry. That's the About Time has been nominated for Rom-Com Month by the patrons a few times. And like, that's a movie that makes me sob.
Yeah. Like, I'm somewhere I'm picturing someone read that book because it's got a lot of clicks on it, folks. So somewhere someone probably opened that and they were like, who did this person watch Past Lives? And the answer was no when I wrote it, and that's my fault. I was like, oh, this just came out, it's like cute, like they're smiling in the pictures.
I think the general public probably appreciates the transparency there, but Caroline, yeah. This movie is great. It is a rom-com. It is funny. Thank you for joining me. Where can the folks follow you?
You can follow me at CW Darney on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find pop culture coverage on For the Win.
And if you enjoyed this episode of Big Screen Sports, please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Check out the last week of Rom-Com Month coming up next week. Actually, that's a lie. We're extending Rom-Com Month into March. So two more weeks of Rom-Com Month. The Rom-Com Gopher saw its shadow or whatever the fuck. So we're doing that. If you want to support the show, join the Patreon, and we will catch you next Monday. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.